guys, welcome back to the Flick Experience. This is Gabriel, the host man, saying to you all that welcome back for a new episode, as we like to call it. And we are back for another Q&A, so yay, great job, everybody. But before we start into that, this is a thing I'm going to try and do, something that I usually would not do, but I will read just a few headlines and movie-related news, and if we could go right into the Q&A. This is just something just to fill up the slot, and hopefully this might be some interesting headline stories. Now, remind you, I'm only just reading the headlines, but not the whole report, but I could give you my opinion on it. All right, so it's time now to look up on the movie headlines, and this is coming from movieweb.com. So let me know, and let me just tell you what I think of my thoughts on these topics. So here we go. All right, well, one of the big headlines right here says that Dune 3 is now officially in development. Denis Villeneuve will complete his sci-fi epic trilogy. Okay, so I know that Dune 2 is getting a lot of praise right now, even though from most audience reactions I've heard it, they're kind of like very bored by it because they're saying it's long and boring. There's enough character development, even though there was already a huge character development in the first film, and now Dune 3 is going to be in development now, which we already knew by that, but we don't know is Denis Villeneuve, is he going to return directing this trilogy now, or is it another director, and Denis just wants to stick on the side being producer. So whatever works, but we all knew this was kind of inevitable. I just think they're probably going to go for maybe 6 films, because I think in the book series, which I'm not familiar too much, the book series are like 6 books, so we don't know. But if they do get another director, and that's fine. I just hope they respect the lore and the material that Denis Villeneuve had just jump-started the first 2, so let's see what happens there. All right, and another headline, The Matrix 5. Oh, fuck. Okay. I know The Matrix 5 is in development right now. It says announcement sparked divided reaction from fans. And yeah, I'm one of those fans. I'm really, really not sure about this, because Matrix 5, you've already butchered it with the fourth film, Resurrections, or as we like to call, Resurrection of a Piece of Shit, because God, that was just a slice to the balls saying, and Matrix 4, content crap, F you. And now Matrix 5. Now keep in mind, this isn't like one of the Wachowski bros who's coming in to direct this. This is someone else, by the director name of Drew Gordon. And I'm really not sure. I'm just like, why did they make this? I'm not gonna like this. Why did they even mention the Matrix? You come up with a new idea for the Matrix when it's already done. It was already done after Revolutions. I mean, yes, Reloaded and Revolutions didn't get any huge praise, but at least it had like a sort of a good arc, ending it ambiguously. I mean, that's just what I think. And now Matrix 5, you want to keep going, and then Keanu Reeves, you really think he's going to reprise this role again? You can't. Nobody can top the first film. Why are they bringing an IP useless content and then making more useless content out of it? And it's just like, they are just, I swear to God, the producers who own these rights, they're literally so dumb out of their minds right now. I'm not even kidding. Why even bother this and make an announcement? It's like they just ran out of ideas. Here's Matrix 5. Fuck it. We just want a cash grab. God damn them. All right. Next category. Okay, this is an interesting one. Lakeith Stanfield hints he was up for the Silver Surfer role. MCU fans react to Julia Garner casting. Yes, I heard that Julia Garner, which I recognized her other work before. I recognize this actress. She had a familiar face, but she's just been cast as the new Silver Surfer for the upcoming reboot of Fantastic Four. Now, just to remind you, if anybody freaks out, because even I didn't buy it at first, but I had to like research. Please do some research if you can. She is cast as a Silver Surfer, but it's not like a gender switch Silver Surfer. This one, as we like to call this Silver Surfer, is Shala Ball, and apparently she's supposed to be the love interest of Norn Red, who is the male Silver Surfer. And what we know from Shala Ball is that she was abducted with the planet Xanla by the Great One, and she was briefly reunited with the Silver Surfer, which is later in the comics. But for Sha'ala Baal, how she becomes Silver Surfer is that during this time, Sha'ala Baal's homeworld was absorbed by Galactus and eventually returned to Zenlai, given a portion of the power cosmic, which gives the Silver Surfer his power. So it's almost like there's a male Silver Surfer and there's a female Silver Surfer, and I guess their love interest as well. So this could be interesting. It's like if they casted the female one, then maybe later, if there's a sequel to the Fantastic Four, they might get the male version as well, the one that we all know. So this might be interesting. And just to remind you, do your research first before or you have an opinion on this very quickly. All right, and last but not least, oh, this might be an interesting headline. I want to be Bruce Wayne. Jack Reacher star Alan Richardson declares that he wants to play Batman. Okay, now this might be interesting. I mean, Alan Richardson, I've seen part arts of the Jack Reacher series a bit. And now Alan Richardson, he does have that physique. But to be honest, I always thought of him being as Superman because he has like that body strength to become Superman. Him portraying as Batman and then maybe in James Gunn's DCU film, which is The Brave and the Bold, he could play the role, but I don't know. But I don't see him with having that voice and maybe the Bruce Wayne element. I mean, I'd be surprised. So interesting, but he I don't think he wouldn't be my first on the list. He would be like the 9th or 8th on the list. But it is an interesting choice. I mean, the director for the upcoming Brave and the Bold, I don't know if it's widely confirmed yet. It is by director, hold on, let me see. And that is Andy Muschietti. I hope I'm pronouncing it right. Now, he's the same guy that directed the remake of It's Chapter 1 and 2, and he directed The Flash, which we all knew that was basically a way bigger, bloated DCEU film, which was one of the finale films, where it was this over-the-top content, CGI superhero characters from the past films. Now, he might be an interesting choice to direct The Brave and the Bold, but I don't know about the casting for Alan Richardson. However, he might be interesting. He's not bad, but I don't think he's one of my top choice lists. But keep searching. We still have time until the movie will be released, until it will be greenlit, and hopefully it does well. All right, so that will be it for the headlines. I maybe do more of these down on the road, but at least this is something that can keep up, that if you're following on IMDb or the movie web or even like the Hollywood Reporter, even though keep in mind, some movie headlines and whatever sources they say, they could be bullshit or can be factual. So make sure to check other sources. And yeah, we don't know if it's true or not, but this is something that's just to spread some rumors. All right, now it's time now for Q&A time. Now remember, you can send me any questions through Spotify or on Instagram or even applepodcast.com. Just go to any of the reviews, put a question there, or you could also email me at gflickexperience@gmail.com and I'll read them. It could be movie related or not. Just send me anything. And now it's time now for Q&A. All right, now let's begin with some questions and answers. All right, here we go. Hey Gabriel, any thoughts on upcoming Fantastic Four movie coming up? Well, yeah, I'm very excited about it coming up. I mean, we've been asking for a Fantastic Four film for like decades now. And, you know, with the new cast, with Pedro Pascal being the lead as Mr. Fantastic, and then we have Vanessa Kirby, and we also have the new guys, which I'm not too familiar with. I hope this works out well, and I hope, like, they treat the lore with respect. I really hope it's better than that Fantastic Four shtick that we got from 2016. And you know, I hope it's a good superhero movie, being its own universe, and yeah, I can't wait for it to happen. So I hope it's good. I saw Roadhouse the other day. I take the original than the streaming piece of shit. Don't you agree? Yeah, I'm with you on that. I really wanted to like Roadhouse with Jake Gyllenhaal. I mean, in my last review, if you go to my last episode, I talk about the film and I also talk about like why remakes are barely, you know, like they're barely perfect. And the one that we got on Amazon streaming, it is straight to the garbage Walmart bin for $5, or straight to Amazon streaming, which is the new direct to DVD kind of a way. And yeah, it was a disappointment. Piece of shit. Would you rewatch it again? No, I would rather take the original anytime because it's Patrick Swayze kicking ass. So yeah, let's go with that. Gabriel, do you like any of the Shrek movies? Yeah, I did enjoy the Shrek films growing up. I remember getting the first Shrek film on VHS like a long, long time ago, but I never saw it in theaters. And yeah, I really like the first Shrek film, and I remember seeing Shrek 2, 3, and 4 all in theaters. But yeah, I enjoy them. It's not my huge favorite DreamWorks animation films, but I think it sort of is. But overall, I just like the first one, and probably the second one as well. But yeah, Shrek, those were good animated movies. Hostman, Matrix 5 is in development. I think it's gonna flop. Yes, we talked about it earlier. Matrix 5, God, what are they thinking? It's like nobody can top the first Matrix film. It's like, now keep in mind, I've seen the Matrix trilogy hundreds of times. I love the Matrix. I love Keanu Reeves kicking ass. And just after the first film, Reloaded and Revolutions, even though back then people didn't like them either, and but somehow they liked them at the same time. But the difference between those two films and the shitty one that we got back from 2020, well, I don't know, we got this Resurrections piece of shit. Reloaded and Revolutions at least had a connecting part because they were shot back to back, and at least the ending of Revolutions, spoiler alert, Neo basically resets the Matrix. And he disappears off with the machine, and the Matrix is sort of rebooted, and the war is over in the reality. But we don't know whatever happened to Neo. And it kind of just leaves that ambiguous open note that I liked. And then with Resurrections, it's just meta humor, and somehow Neo is somehow alive, sort of, but there was no threat, and then Agent Smith is back was for no reason, even though he's killed off. Resurrections was a terrible FU to the audience, and it was a terrible fuck you to the streaming, because it was directly to HBO Max, barely getting to theaters. And it was all, and Larry Wachowski even reprising that role to directing this film, just butchered it. And now with Matrix 5 being in development with a new guy, it's like, no, dude, give up. Why are you taking a complete, like, I'm not gonna say this again, but it's like you producers are really being imbecile idiots. It's like, no, just leave it alone, leave the franchise alone. And by this time, the franchise, it's dead. So don't waste your time watching The Matrix 5, even if it somehow tries to get some publicity reactions. Just don't waste your time. Just screw them. Do you have a favorite movie in the last 10 years? Some I do and some don't, because keep in mind, I wasn't a fan. You see, in the last 10 years, if you're talking about the last decade, which is the 2010s, let's keep in mind, I was not a fan of the 2010s decade, especially towards the middle part. It was literally all crappy reboots, remakes. It was a terrible time for movies. However, there are some that I did like. I have a few. Hang on. Okay, so I'm looking it up right now of the best movies of 2010s, and yeah, we have some good ones here, and there's some ones that I don't like, but here are some good ones I like. I did love Whiplash from 2013, and that was a great movie, especially the iconic ending. I love The Wolf of Wall Street, a Scorsese masterpiece. Oh shit, even Django as well. Like perfect Tarantino film. Oh, like I could rewatch that movie over and over again, and it's still rewatchable quality there. We got Logan. Logan was really great. Incredibles 2. Man, I wish that would have been better. But you know, but there's some great ones from 2010s, and there's some ones that I was didn't like. Let's see, the remake of Ghostbusters 2016. No, fuck that piece of shit. It was terrible. And we also got Bohemian Rhapsody, completely inaccurate. Let's see, the reboot of, oh shit, there was a really bunch of crappy reboots and sequels. It's like why did they even bother making this from 2016-ish? It was really bad. Will there be a Last of Us Part 3? Oh, I'm really not sure about that. Now for any of you video game fans out there, especially big Last of Us fans, I know people are very divided with Part 2, and I could see why. Even I was divided about the Part 2 game, and I'm not sure. But keep in mind, if you guys saw the documentary, I think it's on YouTube, called The Making of The Last of Us Part 2, the creator Neil Druckmann did sort of give us a hint that there could be an open story for a Part 3. Now, am I open for that? Well, maybe, because it's kind of odd why you would just end it in Part 2, because Part 2 was such a down note ending. But if there is a Part 3, they could be saved and maybe redeemed. But I don't know. I'd be surprised if they do make Part 3, even though they're just hints. But I say Naughty Dog, go for it. Go for a part three. If this is going to be the concluding story of part three, hopefully it could make the story to a closing, like a closing chapter, and be redeemed for the character Ellie. It's like, I would say go for it. Let's hope they make a part three. Favorite Star Wars movie out of all the episodes? Okay, yeah, I liked episode six. Episode six, Return of the Jedi, that's my favorite. Now listen, say what you want about the whole Ewok plot. To be honest, I really didn't care though. I get for marketing reasons, but you know, I didn't care. At least they sort of helped, but no. Episode six, Return of the Jedi is my favorite because it's the final chapter of the original trilogy. I loved Luke's green lightsaber, especially when he fights the Sarlacc pit with Jabba's goons. And I just loved the confrontation with him and Darth Vader they had at the end, and then Darth Vader was redeemed as Anakin. It's a great, great closing, like closing chapter of the saga. So, episode 6, Return of the Jedi. And if I had to pick my favorite prequel episode, episode 3, Revenge of the Sith. That was phenomenal. Gabriel, how do directors pitch their ideas to studios even though it's just content IP? I don't know. I feel like the movie studios nowadays, they're clearly running out of ideas, and they're just remaking, rebooting shit up as they go along, and they're making it up as they go along as they're writing the script. It's like either a director or some writer goes up to the studio and say, hey, I have an idea. Why not we do this and this and this? And they say, like, sounds like the plot of from this movie. And then they're like, okay, why don't we just this, this, that? And I'm like, nah, that movie already did it. And at one point, they're just like, ah, fuck it, let's do Terminator 7, and that character is gonna go with this, and let's gender switch it. It's like, yeah, it's useless IP, and that's what it was like when they're gonna do the Matrix 5. It's like there's barely quality originality anymore, and I feel so sorry for the original writers and directors. And then the studios, it's like they don't listen. Because most of the time, either they need a whole new set of producers, they're just saying, screw you, give us some money, we need cash grab. It's like, they can't come up with anything original anymore. Not even if a writer, director has some originality, they don't give them a chance. It's like, what is wrong with them? It's like, they can't come up with anything new. And now, don't get me wrong, there are some new stuff right there, but it's rarely under the radar. It's like, I feel so bad for the current state of movies now. Sometimes I wish I had a time machine and I would go back to like maybe 2002 or 1998, and I would watch movies that became timeless classics. Like there's rewatchable quality right there if you look back from that at that time and look at this now, and it's like, oh my god, Saving Private Ryan is like 25 years old and it's still iconic to this day. And then we have like this shit, like You People, direct to streaming, and then Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania. It's like, wow. It's like the pendulum swinged from the 90s, great quality cinema, and now the pendulum is now swung to this decade of the 20s and 10s, and it's just like, wow, this is just horrible quality that no one will ever watch ever again. Postman, I'm glad Downey Jr. won the Oscar. He is finally redeemed. Yeah, good for him. I'm glad Robert Downey won the Oscar for supporting actor in Oppenheimer, and he has come full circle. He rised as an actor, then he flopped by a lot of jail time. He got sobered, he became Iron Man, and now he's an Oscar winner. He is finally full redeemed as an actor, and that's proof that even if an actor flops in his career life, he's going to come right back to the top. And I was glad for him, though. Great job. Hi, Hostman. Nickelodeon is facing a lot of backlash right now. Do you think the channel will be off the air? Okay, now, I understand, like, I'm not going to get controversial about this, but I'm going to cut straight to the point. Look, I understand with the documentary out, there were some harsh times they had with a few actors in mind, if you all know what I'm talking about. And there's some that turned out fine. So it's a balance. But I don't want to hear people saying like, oh, Nickelodeon, my childhood is canceled forever. Fuck those shows. We're not going to listen. Look, I'm aware of it. Yes, those actors should be redeemed. And I do feel sorry for them. And I really think Nickelodeon should have kept close an eye on those people. You know, but am I going to stop watching their iconic shows from early 2000s? No, because I thought they were funny. They're still funny to this day. I try not to look at it from the show's perception and try not look at the behind the scenes of it. Like, separate art from, you know, as people say, from the reality of it. So it's like, yes, I'm aware, but we're not going to get rid of everything. We're not going to cancel Nickelodeon. We're not going to cancel the shows. I'm sure they will fix themselves. And Nickelodeon, it's still on. It's been going on for almost 30 years, and they're still going to be on the air. So it's like, just don't worry about it, okay? We could still watch and be entertained with those shows. Hostman, when will you review any Star Wars films? I might do a Star Wars film reviews in the future. Like, I would review all of them, but I'm not, but let's just wait and see. But I'm open to it in case I want to go through the whole list from the prequels, the originals, and the sequels. Now, keep in mind, it's been 5 years since the sequels have been released. Let's see what they are like now. But yeah, I'd be open to review all of the Star Wars films, because it is one of my favorite movie sagas of all time. Did you see any Jack Ryan films or play any of the games? Yeah, I like the Jack Ryan films. I loved Harrison Ford's Jack Ryan series, Patriot Games and Clear and Present Danger. Those are great, like, political thriller films. The video games, if you're talking about the Tom Clancy series Splinter Cells, I really wasn't a fan of the games, but I heard they were great, though. But the movies, yeah, I do like the Jack Ryan films. I wish they could make more of them. Gabriel, I miss renting DVDs at video stores. Don't you as well? Oh, yeah, you and me. I miss them. I miss Blockbuster and Hollywood Video. Like, I had some good memories going to those places. I remember every Friday nights, my family and I, we would go to Blockbuster on Friday nights. Like, if we couldn't go to the movies, we'd go to Blockbuster. And sometimes I would pick out some new releases, well, mostly for my parents, but I would pick out, like, random movies I've seen hundreds of times, and I would rent them in case I don't have an idea. Like, I remember getting the James Bond series, a lot of them, when I go over there, and I would rent some video games, and sometimes I would rent and like some really bad movies. Like, I didn't even know at the time, because I was a kid. Like, I rented this god-awful film called King of the Lost World. It was supposed to be an asylum film of King Kong, but it was really a crap-appy asylum movie that just sells DVDs, even though they're horribly poorly made films. But I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what I was thinking when I rented those kind of movies. But I missed Hollywood Video majority of the time. I just remember Hollywood Video that was down in my neighborhood. It had a bigger, like, variety of movies. And I remember they had a really great gaming section that I used to rent PS2 games at the time. I think I bought one of my first early PS2 games from there. It was just, they had a great variety. And then that closed down, and then Blockbuster kept remaining till it also went out of business. But I miss those. I miss video stores. I miss renting DVDs. It was such, it's pure nostalgia feeling to me. I miss those. We should have more of them. Gabriel, are you a PlayStation guy or a Nintendo guy or an Xbox guy? PlayStation all the way. I've always been into PlayStation. I just think they have really good games than the rest of the games do. But I also like Nintendo, though. Thoughts on the X-Men 97 series? I didn't see the X-Men 97 series, but I heard a lot of diehard X-Men fans, they're seeing the show right now, because it's the reboot of the 1992 show, and it was really, really good. But I haven't seen it yet, but I heard it's good, though. I just remember seeing X-Men Evolution. Good show, but I heard the 97 one, it's getting great reviews, so good for them. Thoughts on the new Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes movie? Yeah, I'm excited for that coming out in May. I'm surprised they made a fourth one, because I thought War for the Planet of the Apes, that was a perfect concluding chapter of the prequel trilogy that would lead to the original Planet of the Apes series. But for Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, yeah, I'm interested in seeing that. I bet it's going to end right at the beginning of the 1968 Planet of the Apes, like right towards the beginning of it. That's probably going to be the ending to it. But yeah, I can't wait to see it, though. Hostman, Martin Scorsese is a legendary director. Yeah, he is. He's an iconic director, and he's still going at it, making movies. And yeah, he, if you look at his body of work, he has a lot of timeless quality movies that you can still watch to this day, and it feels like they were made even to now, to this day. But yeah, Martin Scorsese, one of the best directors we've ever had. All right, guys, I'm going to answer last two questions here. Favorite Nickelodeon show growing up? I like SpongeBob. Not the current state now, but I love SpongeBob from its first three early seasons. So, yeah, iconic Nickelodeon show. And plus, I like Jimmy Neutron and the Fairly OddParents, but mostly SpongeBob. Favorite recent movie theater experience? Okay, let's see. This might be a little like, well, not very little late. It was recently, but it was like 2 years ago. You know, it's not too late. Okay, my favorite movie theater experience from that time was probably Top Gun Maverick. That was phenomenal. I went to get see that in IMAX theaters with my family, and it blew me away. That's a perfect sequel done right, and it was amazing just seeing an IMAX format and just the like just the score, especially when they played the intro on the title of the movie. And I don't know if you remember seeing this when Tom Cruise his gives the introduction to Top Gun Maverick. Everyone was just like clapping and cheering and on, and I was just like, oh yeah, please give us the 80s Top Gun and like feeling, but also just a quality cinema. And there it was. It was probably the best movie theater experience ever, but it was just like I was very immersed to the film, and it was fun. I recommend and you see movies like that on IMAX, especially for Christopher Nolan films. All right, guys, I'll be it for Q&A. So until next time, if I announce one down the road later, but yeah, be sure if you ever want to send me any questions, feel free. Like I said, email me. My email address is on my Instagram page. You can also comment any questions on my Instagram page as well. You can also send reviews on Apple Podcasts. Just go to my show and put it under the reviews on Apple Podcasts for questions or any comments. You can also do it on Spotify as well. Just click on tab in one of the episodes and click on the tab below for any comments or reviews. Sometimes I leave questions down there. And yeah, keep on listening to the show and be out with more episodes coming soon. So, this is the host man saying you to all, good night, everyone.